justice worries. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Supreme Court ruling the Biden administration can put an end to the Trump-era remain in Mexico policy for migrants. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says he was pleased with the high court's decision. On ABC's This Week, he said the decision must be officially communicated
to the federal district court in the Northern District of Texas. And once that occurs, the district court should lift its injunction.
That is expected to take several weeks. In the meantime, Mayorkas says migrants are being urged to not make the dangerous trip north to cross the border.
Republicans say the ruling will cause a migrant surge at the southern border. Another Ukrainian city has been taken over by the Russians. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Lviv.
After a denial from President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's armed forces released a statement indicating a tactical withdrawal from Lysychansk, which was the final holdout in the Luhansk region of Donbass, which means the region is now under Russian control. And many expect Russia to push for control of Donetsk, which is the other region that makes up Donbass. About 50 miles west of Lysychansk, another tragedy. Local officials say at least 6 civilians were killed and 15 hurt after intense Russian shelling in the eastern city of Slovyansk. Fox News is working to independently verify that number, but we know the city's mayor posted on Telegram saying that it's the worst shelling they have seen.
Ukrainian officials say they are seeing an increase in activity from Belarusian troops in the southwest corner of Belarus. A Russian citizen and two Danes were killed Sunday when a 22-year-old Danish man opened fire in a busy Copenhagen shopping mall. Four others were critically wounded. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
On Saturday, a 3-year-old boy fell to his death from a balcony in Manhattan.
The NYPD says the investigation is ongoing as to how the toddler fell from the 29th floor of the Harlem high-rise in New York City Saturday morning. Witnesses say the boy landed on scaffolding below near the third floor and was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Investigators say at least two adults were home in the apartment at the time of the incident. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The poll results are in. How Americans feel about their country.
In between the burgers and the watermelon, here are some numbers you can digest this July 4th holiday. A new Gallup poll asks, how proud are you to be an American? Would you believe only 38% of U.S. adults who responded said extremely proud? That's the lowest it's ever been according to this Gallup trend, which began in 2001. But take heart. 27% said they're very proud to be a Yankee Doodle Dandy. In fact, 65% of respondents overall expressed pride in the nation. Just 4% claimed they were not proud at all. The poll was conducted after the recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas, amidst a time when Americans are dealing with the highest inflation in over 40 years. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A U.S. postal stamp featuring a former First Lady will be available for purchase this week.
The U.S. Postal Service is issuing a new commemorative forever stamp celebrating former First Lady Nancy Reagan on Wednesday, which would have been her 101st birthday. The dedication ceremony will be held at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in California. The stamp design, which was unveiled last month by First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, features Mrs. Reagan in her 1987 official White House portrait in her signature red gown. The Nancy Reagan Forever stamps cost $11.80. cents for a sheet of 20. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.